A Falling of Angels by W.T. Delaney. Read by Kerry Hutchinson. Prologue, Scotland. Samantha had never seen a dead man shot before, but she knew there was a first time for everything. She was driving the black V8 transit van while still slightly shocked by the whole experience, with the bullet-filled corpse rolling within a hermetically sealed body bag in the back. Taff looked over his shoulder at the blood-filled plastic and checked his watch and frowned. "How long have we got?"
"An hour, maybe," Sam said. "That was the most bizarre night shoot ever," she said in a hushed voice, checking the rearview mirror.
"Yeah," Taff said, as he checked out the cargo again as it rocked slightly in the dark recess at the back of the van. The interior lights were blacked out, but he could just make out Pat and Scotty either side of the bag, trying to anchor it with their feet. The shape of the ever-vigilant Jimmy was framed by the glimmer of moonlight coming through the rear windows as he watched the Scottish countryside swiftly vanish behind them. The team had just left a British Army rifle range in the Scottish county of Angus. It had been an unsettling experience, even for the battle-hardened. The gory violence of the resolution still shocked them, even though they knew it was essential to the plan. The Americans had provided the body, but didn't say how they got it. And, despite the American liaison officer's burning sense of urgency, the unfortunate Fanu Sanu, forename unknown, surname unknown, had still taken a full 2 days to properly defrost. The team secretly hoped he'd been a bad guy before his demise, but whether or not he had deserved his post-life firing squad, the cousins at CIA had kept him on ice anyway. This particular package, reclining in the darkness of the V8 transit van, had died an unrecorded death nearly a year before in unknown circumstances. Not that the way he died meant anything. The most important things were that he was of a similar height, weight and blood group of the target, and that his body was without any visible cause of death. The SAS had the task of delivering the body to the range and then preparing it. It was a strange sight as the four burly blades from G Squadron, dressed in spectral white coveralls, wrestled with the long-dead Fanu Sanu into his new clothes as if they were changing a uniform on some particularly uncooperative Action Man toy. They cursed and muttered the odd joke laced with dark humour as they dressed the corpse in the same type of clothes last spotted by the cameras outside the target's safe house. The body now possessed some newly fabricated false documentation, identifying it as the objective. It was the strangest shooting that Samantha and the team had ever seen. The SAS guys had positioned the newly prepared but now limp body on the 100-meter point as the ultimate figure 11 target, and then walked back to prep the weapons that they would use later on the operation. The gunfire momentarily stunned the silence, and weapons flashes lit up the dark as G Squadron SAS pumped numerous high-velocity rounds of various calibers into their newly dressed and thawed-out target. They paid particular attention to his face.